USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A United Nations nuclear watchdog team has set off to safeguard the nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. Experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency are visiting the country as Ukraine and Russia are again accusing each other of shelling the region around the plant. The Zaporizhia plant was briefly knocked offline last week. Dangers are so high that officials have begun to hand out anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. A member of a Dutch commando unit was killed and two of his colleagues were wounded in a shooting that took place in downtown Indianapolis early Saturday. The soldiers were in the U.S. for training exercises at a military base in southern Indiana. Police believe there was a disturbance outside of the hotel they were staying at. Investigators have not released additional information about the circumstances of the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this month. The filing is in response to a federal judge who indicated over the weekend that she would appoint a special master to oversee the documents. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told ABC this week that Trump should not have held on to the docs.
He should have turned the documents over and apparently had turned a number of documents over. What I wonder about is why this could go on for almost 2 years and less than 100 days before the election.
The department said in the filing that it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. Wall Street closed lower on Monday, adding to hefty losses from the previous week when the Fed pledged to keep interest rates high to tame inflation. Dow falling 184 points, NASDAQ fell 124, the S&P 500 off by 27. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Returning to the war in Ukraine, where Ukrainian forces are trying to mount an offense in the south.
Ukrainian officials claim they are taking the offensive in the Kherson region to push Russian forces off territory they seized at the beginning of the invasion. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says even though Ukraine hasn't taken the offensive in a while, they still have had an impact on Russia's military.
They have already had an impact on Russian military capabilities because the Russians have had to pull resources from the east.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
LG and Honda investing $4.4 billion in a joint venture in the U.S. to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in the North American market. Construction on the site will begin early next year. Mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells are expected to start by the end of 2025. The plant will likely be near Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda already has huge factories. In the state of New York, you now have to be at least 21 years old to buy a can of whipped cream. Stores have just begun to card people for the dessert topping. The goal of the law, which passed the state legislature last October, is to combat the use of whipped cream chargers, known as whippets, as a way to get high. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.